Welcome to Servants of the Lord Ministries. My name is Dr. Keith Jenkins. I'm the International Coordinator for Servants of the Lord Ministries. Before I start my message today, I want to share with you the commission of the ministry that God gave to Joseph Hedgecock, the founder of Servants of the Lord Ministries, many years ago. He said, "I have children in every nation, and you have brothers and sisters whose hearts are crying out to me. They've sought me for ministry, blessings and gifts. I've given them those things, and it has blessed them. But there's a part of their spirit that it never fulfilled, that is reserved for an intimate relationship with me. Now their hearts are crying out to me, just for me. That is who I'm sending you to, because I don't want them to take the years it took you to get to me, because there was no one to show you how at the time. Servants of Ministries is a teaching and training ministry sent to the body of Christ to reach people with a heart after God. This message is for those who want to get to know him and grow up in him and be ready for his appearing. Today, I'm sharing a message called Fruits of the Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse 8, this is John's Gospel, chapter 15, and reading verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. The word fruit in Strong's is number 2590. It comes from the base of another word meaning fruit as plucked, literally or figuratively. Being friendly to guests who turn up at church unexpectedly is not necessarily the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit you produce should be of sufficient quality and quantity to be plucked and desired by others. Many are satisfied with a counterfeit version that they can produce themselves under a low level of pressure instead. Jesus said in Matthew 13, verses 1 to 9, I'm reading Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, starting in verse 1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Verse 2, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Verse 3, and he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 4, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Verse 5, some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. Verse 6, and when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Verse 8, but others fell into good ground and brought forth some fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Verse 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. His word can produce excellent fruit in ground that has been freshly ploughed. In the last days, there is extra grace to work on your spiritual foundation through repentance. You'll not get much revelation if you're a comfortable Christian resisting conviction and correction. Deep and regular repentance is required. Sin is anything contrary to God's perfect will for your life in thought, purpose, or action. You should have a notebook with a sin list. God is no respecter of persons. You can get to the root issues and repent unless you are thinking when you should be listening. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 14. Do not be lazy, as the root of all sin in your life is a lie that you believe to be the truth for the sake of your flesh. I was taught that if I repented deeply, the same bad fruit in my life would never manifest again. We read in Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 to 13. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, I'm reading verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Verse 11, he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. Verse 12, For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever not, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. The people were astonished when they heard Jesus teaching. Matthew 7:28-29. The good seed sown in the lives of those with a confidence in the flesh is easily lost. The blessed life is reserved for those who are a consistent doer of his word under pressure. James 1:25. Grace is undeserved and given to those that humble themselves. James 4:6. Paul told Timothy to be strong in the grace. 2 Timothy 2:1. By being a good soldier of Jesus Christ and use the pressure and conviction to study whatever was not anointed in his own life that needed repentance. 2 Timothy 2:15. Jesus continued in Matthew 13:14-16. I'm reading Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13:14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Verse 15. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. God is shaking everything for those who have been lazy using their eyes and ears to come to the truth in the body of Christ. Those who humble themselves and repent, if they qualify, will get an abundant grace and grow quickly by repenting deeply. God is providing a second chance to get on the narrow way and grace in complicated situations. For everyone who's been selfish in the past, the grief and pain that came through COVID since 2019 woke up many comfortable Christians living on the Broadway heading for destruction. If you now listen to conspiracy theories again, resist conviction and accept lies instead for the sake of your flesh, the devil can sow his seed deeply in your heart. Matthew 13:25. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2:14. This is 1 Corinthians 2. I'm reading verse 14. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Those that love truth and conviction are not blind. God's ways are past finding out. Romans 11:33. Repent of using your mind to come to the truth, as the devil uses ways that seem right. Proverbs 14:12. If the light you receive from God is processed with your mind, it becomes darkness, and you'll be filled with even more darkness, so that you cannot hear the need for deep repentance. Matthew 6:23. Your response to instructions from others will be, I know that. The truth is, however, you are still a prisoner. Paul wrote in Hebrews 12:10-11. I'm reading Hebrews 12:10. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Everything in the kingdom of God has to be tested to make sure it will last for eternity. You will not get the right kind of fruit without some chastening and pruning. John 15, verses 1 and 2. Those who have let their senses exercised by God have the peaceable fruit of righteousness. God's peace, his joy, and the intimacy with God are fruits of righteousness. If you ever lose them in complicated situations, it's an indication your foundation is still not deep enough. We read in John chapter 8, verse 31 to 34. This is John's Gospel, chapter 8, I'm reading verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." Verse 32. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Verse 33. They answered him, "And we are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. Either you're a servant of Jesus or a servant of sin. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He knows the way, so do not resist and be like a horse or a mule that needs a bridle." Psalm 32, verses 5 to 11. You cannot have truth without following Christ on the narrow way that leads to life and more repentance. Those that do not change their priorities after coming into Christ will serve sin. Make sure, therefore, that you pursue love as well as righteousness. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 11. And make no excuses as the pressure increases following Christ. If Jesus is your first love, you will never let sin separate you from his presence. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 6, and reading to verse 14. This is Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 6. "As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." Verse 7. "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared." Verse 8. "Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered." Verse 9. "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Verse 10. "Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." Verse 11. "Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing." Verse 12. "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat." Verse 13. "For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." Verse 14. "But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Jesus said he was righteous because he did not consult his own will. John 5:30. Our righteousness in complicated situations is also based on hearing the Holy Spirit consistently. God lives in a light that no man can approach or come close to. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 16. So never take matters in your own hands, or you can become dull of hearing through pride. The converted Jews put outside Jerusalem in a long period of persecution lost the joy of serving. They were not excited anymore about a spiritual education through patience, prayers, and strong crying like Jesus did. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 7, and into verse 9. This is Hebrews chapter 6, starting in verse 7. "For the earth which drinketh in the rain, that come often upon it, and bring forth herbs, meat for them, by whom it is dressed, receives blessings from God." Verse 8. "But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Verse 9. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak, to work out your own salvation. Use a notebook as described in chapter 2 of the book. Wake up. Time is running out. Volume 1, Foundations for Spiritual Maturity by Joseph Hedgecock. When you pass God's test successfully in a trial or difficulty, for righteousness' sake, something you believe moves from your head to your heart. Jesus is the end of the law in terms of righteousness. Romans 10 and verse 4. To those who believe, cling to, and rely on God under pressure, and do not listen to their flesh, without some suffering, love cannot be fully expressed or realized. Selfishness is increasing in the last days, so check your foundations as this world passes away. If you cannot rejoice in complicated situations, you become lazy, as he has given you such a great salvation. Hebrews 2 and verse 3. Jesus continued in Matthew 13, verses 17, I'm reading to verse 23. This is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, I'm reading verse 17. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives the seed by the wayside. Verse 20. But he that receives the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it. Verse 21. Yet hath no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Verse 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Verse 23. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. The cross should be before you and the world behind you. Those who are rich now can forfeit their reward if they lose their grip on the gift of eternal life by serving earthly gain. 1 Timothy 6, 18 to 19. Make sure you're always ready to distribute and communicate with others on the narrow way. You do not need fellowship with comfortable Christians serving two masters. In the Amplified Bible Classic Edition, Hebrews 5 and verse 14 says, but solid food is for full-grown men those whose senses and mental faculties are trained by practice to discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and noble and what is evil and contrary either to divine or human law. Everything can work to the good in those that love him and accord according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Something that makes your flesh more comfortable and fall asleep spiritually is pure evil. Jesus is supposed to be the author and finisher of your faith, not you. Following Christ by the Spirit in complicated situations, your mind will be troubled. John 14 and verse 1. But not your heart. Trial and error is a valid form of spiritual learning for those seeking righteousness. Your heart will become hard and insensitive if you blame others We read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, 7 to 13. This is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. I'm reading verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, for as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Verse 12, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Verse 13, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The kingdom of God has been here on earth by the Spirit for approximately 2,000 years. Anyone who has not established Jesus as Lord of their lives by the Spirit is wicked and lazy. God can use his servants to speak the truth, but you can still decide deep repentance is unnecessary. Those unwilling to endure God's chastening will be judged with this world. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 32. Without applying the word of truth after salvation, you will walk in darkness. God provides everlasting signs like joy and peace, so you cannot easily deceive yourself. There is nothing that can separate you from his love, but there is something that can separate you from his presence, and that is your personal sin. The spiritually sensitive hear the Spirit and receive his word like a snowflake that melts on them because they obey instantly. Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. I'm reading 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Verse 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Verse 22. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. There are only two rules in the kingdom of Christ that is coming. Number one, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do, do it. Number two, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you not to do, do not do it. Jesus was delivered by hearing and obeying the Father all the way to the cross. Under the new covenant, through conviction of sin, those that repent deeply are saved. Jesus invited many guests in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 10. And there may not be room for you in his kingdom when he returns if you cannot learn to trust and obey in trials and difficulties. Righteousness is fulfilled in those controlled by the Spirit, regardless of their past. Romans 8 and verse 4. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 28 to 39. This is in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 28. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy unto two or three witnesses. Verse 29. of how much sore a punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Verse 30, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, says the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. Verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Verse 32, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Verse 33, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. Verse 34, for you had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Verse 36, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Under the law, the Jews, when convicted, had to humble themselves openly in sackcloth and ashes, and did not have the Holy Spirit inside of them to get to the root of sin. Now you can live in the light and repent deeply. The religious Jews, resisting conviction, still inside Jerusalem, were facing eternal damnation after killing the Christ. Those who wanted to repent and be saved before the Romans razed the city to the ground in AD 70 needed more time. Also, the new converts enduring persecution were told to rejoice, James 1 and verse 2. As this would help the Jews see the mystery of Christ in humble circumstances, 1 Peter 4 and verse 13. They lacked patience and started thinking about their own temporal carnal lives. Those seeking to be priests or kings in his kingdom do not seek their own solution, but seek to serve and please God in complicated situations, 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 9. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. This is Revelation chapter 3. I'm reading verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, also I'll keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Keep the word of his patience under trial for the sake of others who need more time, and you will not end up in the great tribulation. This world is passing away, and the temptation to do what you want when you want is increasing. Keep grumbling, and you could also fall into the hands of the living God yourself. There is nothing fair about following Christ, since Jesus died for his enemies. The devil has trained many preachers with a confidence in the flesh, following ways that seem right. They believe that they can come to truth without hearing and obeying the Holy Spirit consistently. John 16 and verse 13. The ignorant look for a nice church based on the knowledge of good and evil instead. The only reason you do not live in the light is because you want to do the works of the devil and do not like conviction. John 3 and verse 19. We read in Revelation chapter 19 verses 5 to 7. This is in the book of Revelation 19. I'm reading verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Verse 6, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of many thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honour to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. There'll be a great celebration soon. Jesus is the Lamb of God who proved the Father knows best by submitting to him. You can also prove what is God's acceptable and perfect will in your own life by becoming a living sacrifice. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Great ministry works that you have done in his name will also be used against you if you have not made him Lord of all. Leaders will be asked to leave his presence at the end because they knew God speaks, but resisted conviction and repentance. Matthew 7, 22 and 23. Fight the fight of faith and keep the good confession, or you'll be left behind at his appearing. 1 Timothy 6, 12 to 13. If you are sinning again and again in the same circumstances, you are lazy. Jesus taught that the wicked and lazy servants will be cast into outer darkness. Matthew 5, verses 26 and 30. Paul also wrote in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. This is Hebrews chapter 6. I'm reading verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. You will not get to the truth with physical ears or go on to perfection with just principles of the doctrine of Christ taught in a seminar. Get the right foundation through repentance from dead works, not just bad works. Man was created in the image of God to live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Father. Matthew 4 and verse 4. A dead work is any work that the Holy Spirit did not tell you to do. It is possible to live the sinless life. There are reasons why you're still building your life on common sense and reason. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. To go on to perfection, the reasons based on lies that you believe to be the truth for the sake of your flesh need to be identified and removed through repentance. Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 7, verses 12 to 21. This is Matthew chapter 7, I'm reading verse 12. Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Verse 13, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in that way. Verse 14, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Verse 17. Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Verse 18. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Verse 19. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Verse 20. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Verse 21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Thorns and thistles appear in those born again that are not submitted to God. James 4 and verse 7. Beware of those wearing sheep's clothing that only hear God for others, but not in their own personal lives. Prove that Christ is still alive in you by consistently doing for others what you would want them to do for you. Even Paul knew he could become a reprobate. 2 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. If you're born again, the fruit of the Spirit can be produced in the good and bad times, controlled by the Spirit. Submit to the Holy Spirit consistently. And two, you can rejoice in complicated situations. Those who do not believe God is in control make excuses for their flesh under pressure. Comfortable Christians are never righteous, as they get easily offended instead of asking God what to do. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 to 14. I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 10. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. Ye are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Verse 11. Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. Verse 12. And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled we bless, being persecuted we suffer it. Verse 14. Being defamed we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. Verse 14. I write these things not to shame you, but as beloved sons, I warn you. Those growing up spiritually in complicated situations can serve God acceptably, as the kingdom of God provides what you genuinely need. Romans 14, verses 17 and 18. Jesus said to turn the other cheek. Luke 6 and verse 29. Loving your enemies is proof that you're children of God. Luke 6 and verse 35. What you really need is some pressure to reach perfection, not someone telling you that God is going to bless your life financially or make it easier for your flesh. Whatever the flesh produces will never please God, even if it looks really nice under a low level of pressure. Romans 8 and verse 8. Jesus said in John 15 and verse 4, this is John's Gospel, chapter 15, I'm reading verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Now is the time to invest spiritually. You can begin in the spirit, but end up in the flesh when persecution starts. Galatians 3 and verse 3. Suffering for righteousness is part of every spiritual foundation. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. The Holy Spirit should be your teacher. There are no rights and wrongs. Rely on what the Holy Spirit provides. There is no condemnation in Christ if you're yielding to the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 and verse 1. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 to 25. This is in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. I'm reading verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Even the world will recognize that the Father sent Jesus when the church reject leaders using their minds and exalt Jesus by obeying the truth by the Spirit. 1 John 2 and verse 18. Others will see your emotions on the narrow way. Do not change with outward circumstances. And know that you are children of God. Your mind will never be renewed if you keep doing God's permissible will. You can speak the truth in love, for example. Ephesians 4 and verse 15. But through the fear of man, that is a snare, you will tell others what they want to hear instead. If your mind is renewed, then you know this is the greatest time to be alive for his saints, getting ready for his appearing. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. This is Galatians chapter 5, and reading verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. Verse 21, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have always told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Paul, after he was born again, could do all things through Christ without ever getting in the flesh. Philippians 4 and verse 13. Whatever temptation the devil successfully uses to get you in the flesh has to go in your personal notebook for deep repentance, so you don't make the same mistake again. The fruit of the Spirit will not be produced in you if you go back to your own reasoning and understanding. You came to do what God wants in complicated situations. By not following his instructions, sin can appear at the root level and also at the fruit level. Eventually, horrible fruits will appear in all those following their own interests and desires that are not following Christ consistently. Jesus was speaking in Revelation chapter 21, verses 6 to 8. This is in the book of Revelation chapter 21. I'm starting in verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Verse 7. And he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Jesus has the plan and knows how it will end if you don't repent deeply. Unless you're following Christ, you will run out of time to express your love for God. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. You will not get thirsty or dry following Christ. Sonship and your inheritance is based on overcoming the temptation to react in a period of tribulation. Being fearful and unbelieving are fruits that come from listening to your own flesh in many areas. Bad fruit appearing now can still be removed through deep repentance before Jesus comes. Paul continued in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 26. This is Galatians chapter 5, and reading verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Verse 23. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Verse 26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Your life will be overcome and not edify anyone else if you're not working out your salvation in fear and trembling. You belong to him through creation and redemption. Those that belong and are controlled by Christ have crucified the flesh with its lust and passions. Galatians 5 and verse 24. They do that by obeying the Spirit consistently. The converted Jews not baptized in Christ were tempted to justify meeting their own personal needs and following their own desires all over again. Galatians 3 and verse 27. By not asking God enough questions and getting his guidance in complicated situations, you'll be tempted to do something with natural reasoning and feed the flesh because of your own unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. Jesus was praying in John 17 verse 20 to 23. This is John's Gospel, chapter 17. I'm reading verse 20. Neither pray I these for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that thou also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Verse 23, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. God gave you a body, soul, and spirit to represent him on earth. There should not be any separation between you and your God if you're walking in holiness, and that includes his feelings. The eternal realm should be more real now than the temporal realm if you're born again and not lazy. You cannot be one with God when there is open sin in your life. There will even be some sadness as part of your repentance as you work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Jesus taught like this in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 9. I'm reading Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, starting in verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. In the Amplified, in each of these verses, the word blessed is defined as happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions. God uses disciples to do things that the world is incapable of doing because they are not selfish. Disciples are peacemakers because they can speak the truth in love and have an abundance of fruit from personal repentance. Others will see the change and know that the kingdom of God is at work in your life when you consistently follow him. Jesus said to his own disciples in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, and reading verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The word deny in Strong's is number 533. It comes from two other words which means to deny utterly. That is to disown or abstain. Noah Webster in Webster's Dictionary, 1828, wrote, to deny oneself is to decline the gratification of appetites or desires, to refrain from or abstain. In the Amplified Bible Classic Edition, Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself in his own interests, and take up his cross and follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me and conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. The world should be envious of the fruit of all those who consistently follow Christ. Taking up your cross means putting God's will first, even if this means suffering for a short while. The world believes a lie that by serving God, you will never have fun again the rest of your life. Jesus taught that you get a new set of emotions and feelings after you deny yourself. Putting on the new man means not serving emotions and feelings generated by the carnal nature. Rights and wrongs can generate carnal feelings. Emotions and feelings can even be based on lies and human traditions. So make sure you repent deeply with God's help. You can be filled with joy even when you deny yourself and take up your cross daily. If you believe and cleave steadfastly to his example. If you want a copy of these notes, please write and answer the following questions and send your answers to me. Number one, what work is important for the seed that has the potential to produce an abundance of fruit in your own life? Number two, explain in your own words how a fear of suffering can stop you from being mature. Number three, what are some of the things that you have been pursuing personally to establish and deepen your spiritual foundation in trials and difficulties without getting in the flesh? If you want to hear, get to know and follow Jesus, then I can recommend this book, My Sheep in My Voice by Joseph Hitchcock. If you want to make a fresh start, make him Lord and live in the light, then I can recommend the book, Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 1, Foundations for Spiritual Maturity by Joseph Hitchcock. If you really want to submit to the Spirit by regular repentance, then I can recommend the book, Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 2, Growing Up Spiritually by Joseph Hitchcock. You need to make sure that you get on the narrow path. The broad road that leads to destruction looks good and is signposted heaven this way. Many well-meaning good people attending church are on this road. I believe this book will help you. The Guilted Prison, Revised Edition by Joseph Hitchcock. Today I've been speaking about the fruits of the Spirit. You'll be recognized by those fruits. You'll be recognized and known by God in terms of your ability to obey the Holy Spirit perfectly under some level of pressure, out of love. Use the gift of eternal life that you received at salvation to get to know God personally in complicated situations. You will not be disappointed. You will experience his love, and this will cast out all fear. God is shaking everything so that anyone who's not using what they have in the last days will lose it if they do not repent and grow rapidly by grace. Those who want truth without repentance are lazy. Father in heaven, we thank you for this message, and I pray that your people who are listening, that you give them ears to hear about what they need to do in their hearts to make a real difference, and that they will have a rich reward from producing the fruit in their lives that you intended in the most complicated situations. And Father, I pray that they will have a confidence, not in the flesh, but a confidence in your ability to do what you want to do through your word in them. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You can find a summary of the scriptures used in today's message below the video, either written out or via a link to a website. Our contact details will follow at the end of this message. God bless you and thank you for listening.